do a dime up. Shine on her, wine on her. I might wine and dine her. Buy the bitch designer or major, they mine her. Tie dollar sign, beach house to the trap house. She might need a chiropractor, I'ma beat her back out. Cool yellow wife, yellow wine, round with Cinderella, beef, booty, beef, bells. A Miss Lady got her shit together.
Talk about y'all bum ass favorite comedian Tiffany Haddish. Now Tiffany Haddish had a big show after something. Like shows after big events be almost as big as like main event shows, because it's like, you know, people are gathered here for a certain situation, and then, you know, they get you afterwards. So it's like, you know, that's like people like that, you know what I'm saying? Now what I heard, what it's looking like is that she choked basically, and I mean it sounds horrible. I'm gonna play the clip of it, and you know, of course they like, oh, leave her alone, you know, it happens. Now I agree that it happens. But this is where I wanna touch back to what Cat Williams was saying. Like, Cat Williams basically was saying what this is. Like, if you a natural, this shit doesn't happen. When you forcing it, or you got put into a situation where you wasn't really funny, so now it's like, now with Cat Williams saying what he said, excuse me, I'm a little under the weather, if Cat Williams said what he said, then, you know, now it's putting, and then, you know, the backlash that y'all had, now it's putting pressure on you, to perform at a elite level, because now you got everybody. Your rookie stage or just a beginner, that shit is over with because of, like, you know, simply what just transpired. Now I'm gonna try to let you hear the audio of the video of the people walking out. I can't really see. I got bad eyes. I don't know how many people walking out, but it looked like it was quite a few people walking out if it made the shade room. So I'm gonna play it. Just listen to how sad she sounds on stage. Like, not sad as an emotional, but just like, this is bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she just sound like she just ain't have shit left that she could, you know, even think about. You know what I'm saying?
I really want to talk about some stuff.
this is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. You know, and the reason why it's so crazy is because like you still like in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? You still like in the beginning or whatever, like and honestly, me personally, I don't think that she gonna be able to come back for this because like her next show, they probably gonna have to put her on a card with somebody else, so you know, people know that if they pay their money, at least they gonna get to see, you know what I'm saying? Because her stand-up shit wasn't, her stand-up routine ain't really drop dead funny anyway. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, and one thing about this psychologically, this shit gonna fuck you up because you saying that this will never happen again. Like you don't really know that, you know what I'm saying? Because I guarantee you, if a person would have asked you before this happened, would this ever happen? You would have said, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Now you done came up here and forgot your shit. I don't think I've ever even heard no shit. Like this is more so like some rap shit. This shit happens in rap more so than in comedy. I don't think in the history of comedies, like, and this is the thing. You think all the motherfucking comedians that went to the stage ain't never forgot they raps? I mean, forgot they material? Hell yeah, probably every single one of them. But you know why they comedians? Because they able to jab back and go on to another thing. You supposed to turn that, flip that shit. You know what? Now you got to start cooking motherfuckers in the stands. You know what I'm saying? You got to start talking about yourself. Or you got to, you know, it's endless ways for... It's endless ways that can happen, and ways to like get out of that. Like for her to just shut it down, like boom. Like you could have went into some old material, or you know what I'm saying, like some real comedian shit. Like I guarantee you, in every genre, there's some people that said they forgot some shit, or like you know what I'm saying, or they remembered that they forgot some shit. But what they did was they improvised. You know what I'm saying? Like you see a lot of, come on now, you know, you ever seen a comedian come out and he going straight at like the people on you know, going, he joning on the people. Now that may have been a part of his game, like I'm gonna look out here and catch some people, but you never know, because you never know, it could have been a bunch of motherfuckers in the front that you couldn't say shit about. Like they might have been on they shit, you know what I'm saying? You probably gonna crack a little small joke, but you never know if you was gonna get some ugly mouth, you know what I'm saying? Or you can play the white card, or how many white people we got in the house, or how many black people, how many, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different ways that you can, like, spin that shit. Like, I'm a comedian. I feel like I can do that comedian shit. I never did it or whatever, but I definitely wrote it. And, like, when I first thought about doing it, I never even thought about writing the shit. I was thinking that. I thought that that's how they did it. Like, I thought that all the comedians, I'm gonna be honest, the dude who taught me this, it was a dude I used to work with back in like 2005 or 2000, like, no, like 2008 or whatever. And he the one told me, he was like, nah, them niggas write that shit. They write their jokes. You know what I'm saying? Then later on, I ended up seeing Chris Rock telling a younger comedian, you know, or like a dude was basically saying that he talked to Chris Rock. And Chris Rock was just telling him, like, man, whatever you do, man, just keep writing. And I was like, damn, I never knew comedians wrote. So it's like, if you a funny motherfucker, you supposed to be able to make something happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if the broad getting too drunk or whatever, but that shit y'all did with Cat Williams is you gotta show up. Like, you gotta show up now. Now y'all done made it. Y'all done did all this. Went to the Breakfast Club and argued everybody down. Stop fucking hating on her. She earned her spot. She is the funniest motherfucker. She does do stand-up. She's the best at stand-up. Nigga, where it's at? Where they at, though? Because we ain't seeing shit. We ain't seeing a motherfucking thing. Like, and then you do this in Miami? Now I can see if this shit happened in motherfucking Chesapeake, Virginia or something, but this shit happened in Miami. That's like one of the biggest places it could fucking happen at. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't good, man. Like, I'm sorry, but like, you know, I always, you know, everybody gonna try to say, you know, it's a slag if it's some hate. or whatever. But no, this is everybody should go to Kevin Hart's page and apologize to him, man, because that's what he was telling you, like Slim, Shawty can't do this shit, and I'm not saying she can't do it because this happened, but Youngin is still new. She's still a new comedian. How can this ain't supposed to happen? New. You know what I'm saying? All these damn Netflix deals and all. Even when you look at her commercials, like, if you watch YouTube a lot, she's on a commercial before the videos play. And, or it's like, you know, like when you watching the game, they may throw a commercial on her. And she be like, and I honestly stick by what I say. Like, she just a loud motherfucker. Like, she just be screaming and yelling and like I said, if you watch the movie, I want to say it's Uncle Drew. If you watch Uncle Drew, you're going to be like, bruh, you are terrible. Like, you just, like, all her parts just seemed like even the other people in the scene were like, why are you hollering? Like, in their minds, they were like thinking and looking at like, hollering. It's not even a hollering scene, like, you know what I'm saying? And if you think about it, to the commercial I'm talking about, like, she'd be like, some, are you wearing sandals with socks because your feet look like you've been kicking rocks? Well, Cam here can help you. Like that's the joke. That's what I remember. That's the joke. Like, if you see that commercial, it's like, even in that, you looking at her like, you trying hard as shit. And I hate to do this to a, you know, black woman. I want to be the one to tear her down. But, you know what I'm saying? Right is right. Like, right is right, man. Like, I'm Kevin Hart. You know what I'm saying? I'm Cat Williams over Kevin Hart. I'm motherfucking, and I'm Monique as queen of comedy. You know what I'm saying? Or one of them motherfuckers from her date range as queen of comedy. This lady is not no queen of comedy. She got a whole bunch of shit because, you know, everybody is on to what's hot. Whatever's new and fresh, that's what motherfuckers is on. They not worried about nothing else. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's hot, fresh, motherfuckers is paying attention, they'll keep on booking. But something like this could really fuck you up. Like this, now just imagine, this gonna be on her mind all the way up until she goes to another show. And now what if she comes out to another show and she fucks up again? Or she forget her shit again? Like, damn, she kept forgetting her shit. She do this again, it might be a wrap. She gonna be back on tour with Kevin Hart. Because that's the only way, you know what I'm saying? Now, like I said, the movies, she'll have a role. Because, like I said, she's a slim Kim Parker. Like, Kim Parker could do any movie, but if Kim Parker was slim, she would have did way more. You know what I'm saying? Because they had her playing the crazy big girl. The loud, crazy, ghetto big girl. Which is a great role. But a loud, crazy, slim joint can do anything. You can put them in any kind of movie because they slim, so it's like they got a little more sex appeal. Even though Kim Parker is sexy as hell, I'm just saying, like, that like, from, as opposed to, all right, let's go back to Soul Plane. If you go back to the Soul Plane movie and you see how Kim Parker was going crazy on that black bald head dude, I don't know his name, little Morris Chestnut looking dude. She was going crazy when she was searching. We took him in the bathroom. Now, if that would have been a small, sexy joint, cuz would have been all for that shit. You see what I'm saying? But the reason he had to play his role of, oh, what's going on? Is because she was a big girl. You see what I'm saying? So, that's why I said, like, she gonna last in the movie, Jones. They not gonna, this not gonna affect her movies, and her movies and shit will move her, you know what I'm saying, past what, you know, what she, and like I said, it was great what she just did about the when they stop killing black people, then we'll stop wearing fur. That was wonderful, wonderful statement. A lot of people got behind her for that. I feel like it's a little late a little out of nowhere for real. Like, it's kind of, I feel like it was more so of that pot was simmering down, and then she just threw some more acid in that motherfucker. Now it's like, okay, that shit fully cooking now. So it's back to cooking. It's about to cut off and burn out. You know what I'm saying? I think she just, because like, who was still really talking about that shit right now? People are more so on this weird ass president we got, as opposed to like talking about killing people and shit. You know what I'm saying? More people's mind is on that than it is on, you know what I'm saying, somebody killing a black person like that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's something that happens all the time. I haven't seen too many big ones, you know, as of late, you know, because honestly, as a nation, you know, the black on black crime is what be holding that. Like, y'all motherfuckers, you know, some motherfuckers kill, you know, all them artists that got killed today, that got killed in 2018. I don't know if you've seen the list. It was like 30 artists, maybe at least 15 big artists that got killed this year by their own people. You know what I'm saying? For dumbass shit less than money. That shit like that, like, is what have those white motherfuckers overlooking what's going on. They like, man, y'all niggas killing yourself anyway. Fuck all that shit. I ain't worried about. We not worried about, you know, what's going on with that or whatever. But I don't know, Tiffany Haddish. It's gonna be hard to bounce back for some shit like this, because this is a mind thing. Forgetting your shit, that's a mind thing. Nobody comes into the game intentionally remembering to forget their shit. So if this shit happened, it did not mean to happen. I know she probably feel horrible about it, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Cat Williams was right. He was right. And, you know, like I said, you tried to hype her up. Like that ugly woman with the bush or whatever, the one that Kevin Hart had mentioned her name and she got mad. She's kind of funny looking, but she is funny. She's kind of loud. But you see the thing about her, no disrespect, she's ugly. So you see, she won't go as far. She'll go as far as the black movies, you know, black owned shit like that. She could probably go, but even in those, they won't give her a super big role because she's not pretty like a Jada. Like, she'll never be like a Jada Smith or maybe like a Taraji P. Henry. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure when she came out, that's where she was. That's where, you know, when she get into the movie, that's probably where she is. But you'll probably more so see her in the movies like something like Master P, I Got the Hookup. You know what I'm saying? And being around and shit like that, where she's just playing a role. She can probably get a big role in that, and then a small role, maybe playing a security guard or something in one of the big movies. But I do support her. I didn't mean to call her ugly. I apologize for that. I'm ugly myself, but I'm just giving you, like, in the eyes. Like, she not easy on the eye as like a person, like a fucking Megan Good or something. Like, she not easy on the eye like that. Like, see, if you look like that, they can put your ass in anything. You know what I'm saying? But for her, it's gonna have to be, you know, probably like the show, sitcoms, maybe like Lil Rel, them type shows. That'll be where you will see, or probably hosting events and shit like that. That'll be where you will see her probably more often. You know what I'm saying? Especially because she kind of got an uncontrollable mouth. So you don't really know what the hell she gonna say, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, she funnier. Like, her stand up, I've never heard it, but I bet you from the shit she talk about, I bet you it's funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even Simone, like, I don't even think that Tiffany Haddish could fuck with Simone. Simone, sexy, but, you know, sexy as fuck. Funny as fuck. Like, Simone can have you laughing. She talk about a lot of shit that I don't really like that she talk about, but she funny as shit. Wanda Sykes, like, how you put that girl, that lady over all them people? See, but like I said, that's that new shit, bro. That's the new shit. That's why this, in my next segment, I'm gonna get into this nigga LeBron James calling himself. He called himself the greatest player ever. after a moment, he made it. This is the moment he feels he's the greatest player of all time. We're gonna get into that.
Rounds on the front and back seat. Got a whole 100 racks in my Louis V. Three. Look, I'm cocky, I don't speak. Get my money, talk for me. Let her suck me till I'm sleep. Damn, I need somewhere to ski. Her face or her sheets. Should I stay? Should I leave? I'm a dog off the leash. Diamond chokers choking me.
Balance. Hey, man, what's up, man? It's in the slide.
Bitch, I'm dope. Call me Keith. Can't forget GLOC. Mr. Keith, that K on me. Bitch, I know I told sticks with the flow. I told that hit a hit's a go. Getting rich, that's for sure. I'm getting it and getting some more. Trust a hoe, hell no. Smash that bitch, yeah, bro. Call me Key, cause I'm dope. They call me Key, cause I'm dope, bitch. Dope. Call me Key, cause I'm dope. They call me Key, cause I'm dope, bitch. Dope. Call me Key, cause I'm dope. They call me Key.
LeBron James. Greatest of this time. I beg to defer like a motherfucker, but I am a Boston fan, so I'll go ahead and agree and say he's the greatest of this era. But shit like that, you kind of got to let niggas say. You gotta let niggas say that for you. You can't be walking around calling yourself the GOAT. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like this wild ass DJ that's out here. And that's all I was saying in the whole situation before then. I'm like, cuz you can't be walking around out this jump calling yourself the GOAT in nothing. Like, it's always gonna be somebody that, you know, it's always gonna be somebody that's gonna feel some type of way. Like me, what I learned, I'm like, man, the hottest DJ and woo. Like, when I was saying, I was never saying it to, like, attack anybody. I thought everybody knew, that's one thing I can say that the game taught me is, like, everybody against you for real. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, oh, yeah, we from the same city, woo. We gonna do this. Nah, it's like, nigga, every man for themselves. You know what I'm saying? So, when you make a statement like that, nigga right next to you might take this shit wrong. You know what I'm saying? Of course, them niggas, you gotta get them out your circle, because, like Primetime said, they don't get it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta surround yourself with motherfuckers that get it. You know what I'm saying? So, they don't get it. And LeBron, first of all, we all know, if Draymond Green don't get suspended for that bullshit ass kick, they were gonna whoop their ass. Draymond, that was like the last year to me where Draymond Green was playing good. Like, he was playing good. Like, he was hitting his three. You know, his defense was always, I want to say he won Defensive Player of the Year that year. Oh yeah, because that was the 73-9 year. So Draymond Green was playing excellent on defense. He was playing excellent on offense as well. You know what I'm saying? And they were clicking, and they always, with all them good players, they always kind of got a little bit of a limit to what they got coming off the bench because you got to pay them big stars. You know what I'm saying? So they suspend Draymond Green for game five. We all know that series would have got closed out right then and there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all won that game. Game back gave y'all momentum. But I'm going to stop it right there. You know, y'all still won the series. First of all, like, how do you even say that that made you the best player ever? Nigga, Kyrie Irving had 41 points on like two of them games. Like, it was one, there was one or two games where they both had 41. Like, go check the stats. They both had finished with 41 points. That's 82 points. He scored just as much as you did. So how did you then, and then the game seven, the nigga Kyrie Irving, the one hit the damn three. And that three was way different from when Jordan passed off to Russell, passed off to Steve Kerr, and he hit the little top of the line. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't even that. Like, Jordan, if you watch the videos, Jordan or even Steve Kerr, when he talk about it, Jordan called that in the huddle. He said, hey, they double team and they trying to lock him in the paint or whatever. So I'm gonna go this and I'm gonna kick. Be ready. You know what I'm saying? You could see them. He told him that. You know what I'm saying? Now, Kyrie had the ball the whole damn play. He was boning up Clay. Like, you got. It's almost like with the Miami rings, it's like he hold D Wade high, like we had something special. But it's like in Cleveland, he make it look like he did his shit all on his own. And nah, nigga, that Kyrie Irving. Now I understand if he feels like maybe he pushed Kyrie Irving to another level that, you know, that he wasn't at, then, you know, that's understandable. But I don't know, man. Like that man had 41 points and hit the damn and had the steal and the three to end the game. Like, that's the shit that Skip Bayless be talking about. Like, you can't really say that you did everything in that series, bro. Like I think it was five and six. Both of them niggas had 41 points. Like, you ain't alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like I said, there was no Draymond. There was no Draymond. And then the big guy, Bogut, remember, if you really, really pay attention, the big guy got hurt. So the whole game five, they only had the nigga West as their center. West is like a power forward, like an undersized power forward. You know what I'm saying? He kind of like on a muscular side. Like, he ain't even really like a... So they basically had no center. You know what I'm saying? They had no center the whole time that they threw out game five. You know what I'm saying? They had no center. You know, but like I said, they won it. But I don't know, man. Like, the greatest of all time, bro. And then you think about it. Nigga, that was like 4 years ago. Or three. That was 3 years ago, nigga. You still in the league. You was the greatest of all time, nigga. Like, what's going on now? Like, what's going on? Like, what happened last year? What happened the year before? You know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, that's you putting yourself in them bounds because you call me, you saying you the greatest. Like, if you saying you the greatest, nigga, the greatest don't lose. Not on the big stage. Like, you keep getting to the stage and not winning. Then, like I said, my whole thing is this. So many people have won rings, like, since your so-called in your regime. When you think back to Michael Jordan, he got six titles. So that's six seasons they won the championship. In the mix of the six seasons, in the middle, it was 2 years he took off. Then came back and won three more. So 1-3, quit, came back, 1-3 more. That is dominance, nigga. You can't compare to that, bruh. You took off two seasons, your ass would have been done. You would have came back and this motherfucker been off. You be off talking about from game to game and shit. Talking about, wasn't a good night for me tonight and all. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bruh. Like Michael Jordan was a killer, man. Michael Jordan was a killer on that basketball court, bruh. And LeBron James, man. You just Chucky, man. He was like Michael Jordan was killing in the streets on this court. Like he was a bona fide killer. And LeBron James, man, you like I said, bro, you like a made up superhero, bro. Like I said, like what you did was great, but at the end of the day, you still gotta look at like I don't know about y'all, but in like the years that when he was with D Wade and them and they was losing, like think about it. I'm a Boston fan, so I was locked to the TV throughout all of those series, and like every one of them people was like huge. Chris Bosh, tall, linky, bony ass. I could not stand him. The year when they had Mike Miller and them, you got motherfuckers hitting 9 and 10 threes in a game. 4 or 5 different niggas hitting 9, 10 threes. Come on, bro. Like, and to me, it was clear to see who the dominating person was, which was D Wade. When D Wade didn't play good or was out of the lineup, they struggled. I swear to God, I will get a Miami Heat fan on the phone. Or when we start going live, or I have him sit down and he can explain that to you. Like when they were good when D Wade was cooking. When D Wade started getting the knee injuries and started getting slowing down, look what happened. Spurs ended up getting their ass up out of there. You see what I'm saying? And then he left. Come on, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, I just don't know if you could put greatest player of all time in his category, bro. I really just don't think so, because he did too many things that were like that raised red flags, like then the whole recruiting thing. You're constantly calling up. Now come on, now you know damn well he wasn't calling up no vicious nigga. I mean no bum, no scrubs. He probably calling up all top of the line, top of the tier players to come play with him. You see what I'm saying? And obviously, he got a ton of no's. You know what I'm saying? Eric Bledsoe might arguably be another person that told him no. Kevin Garnett told him no in the year that they won it in 2015 to come join them, you know, for that playoff run. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people told, like, it's a lot of people that you don't know about that told that man no, because they was like, bruh, like, you supposed to be the greatest, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, handle that. And another thing was, he would get so much like love on shit that didn't matter. Like you might come over there. Like everybody know, without Ray Allen, the nigga might only have one ring. Ray, and that wasn't no damn pass. That was some fluke shit. I watched that fucking game. That was just. Like Ray Allen happened to be in the corner, the ball bounced over there, and he hit that motherfucker three, and that building went berserk. That was another loss. Like, I'm not sure how many times. Oh yeah, because they lost to Dallas and they lost to the Spurs, but they beat the Spurs too by the skin of by that one fucking shot. That's what willed them to win the jump. Now. If he don't hit that shot, that game is over. I promise you, they lose 4-2. That joint is over. That shit completely, you know. Now Tim Duncan fucked up. Tim Duncan missed a close to the basket layup. Ginobili missed free throws. You know what I'm saying? But that shot is what everybody know. That's like one of the biggest shots in history for him. So it's like, bro, like you was at a point where. you couldn't do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you couldn't do it without a bunch of people. As soon as the team got weak, or as soon as the teams get a little bit lower, or motherfuckers is injured, motherfuckers ain't playing that hard, or whatever, you regroup and go somewhere else. You've done it three times now. Like, you changed the sport in a weak-ass way. Like other people changed the game in different ways. You know what I'm saying? But all of the shit that LeBron brought to the game was kind of weak. The only thing that I like, and the whole world don't, I like the little thing where he, you know, got his team suits and had them all. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like, you're treating us like high school kids, man. We want to drip. You know what I'm saying? Them young boys probably like this. He probably ain't gonna have that shit. Now, if he does that with the LA King, with the LA Lakers, you know, all them niggas is fucking under 23. You know, they might be cool with that shit. But like, Rondo and them, they probably like, man, I don't want to do this shit. I'm a rich nigga too. I got a championship like you. Well, wear these motherfucking suits. You like, you sonning us and shit. LeBron and his boys. No, nigga. No. You are not the greatest of all time. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I beg to defer. Like, I don't think it's that decision will haunt you forever. Like, and then when you think about the decision, the first thing gotta come to your mind is what Jordan said. Hey, I wasn't thinking like, hey, let me call up Larry Bird, let me call up Magic Johnson and say, hey, let's join up, man. I was trying to beat those guys. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference right there. You wanted to go, man, there would have been some hell of a loving battles between you and D-Wade when you in Cleveland, D-Wade in Miami. There was some good-ass battles, man. You took that shit away to do this shit, and now look at the fucking league. Even when you play the video games, it's only like three or four fucking teams that you want to get on because everything is so fucking lopsided. Niggas got to snap their fucking team up high as shit, you know what I'm saying, to try to compete with Golden State, which was a plan that, you know what I'm saying, was inspired by you. No, man. You're not the king, man. And if you is gonna be the king, let motherfuckers tell you that. You know what I'm saying? Don't be the one to be out here telling other people that you the king. It makes no sense at all. Like, it makes no sense at all. And it's very like kind of like thirsty, like you're trying to force the narrative, like Stephen A always say, like why do you feel like, but remember I told you this was something else that was said on that goddamn show, The Shop. Remember I told you that? That's a staged conversation. So every week that it comes out, it's gonna be some flamboyant, off-the-wall bullshit that comes out of his mouth. Because that's the only way he can keep the ratings. That's the only way. Same thing what I'm saying about Nicki Minaj radio. She had to go in that motherfucker and say, man, fuck everybody. She a bitch too. Cause that's gonna bring you like, oh, who she called was a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's what this social media and shit jump with. You know what I'm saying? Clickbait. Y'all enjoy the rest of your new year. I love y'all.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.